a vocal minority refused to agree. Even if it took centuries to travel from star to star, they contended, this might be no obstacle to sufficiently determined explorers. The technique of hibernation, used on Discovery herself, was one possible answer. Another was the self-contained artificial world, embarking on voyages that might last for many generations. In any event, why should one assume that all intelligent species were as short-lived as man? There might be creatures in the universe to whom a thousand-year voyage would present nothing worse than slight boredom. These arguments, theoretical though they were, concerned a matter of the utmost practical importance. They involved the concept of reaction time.